Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Here's the cover story interview from this week's Time for Kids Explains podcast.
Cover story.
This week's cover story, Helping Kids Heal, talks about the urgent mental health advisory issued by the U.S. Surgeon General. He's calling on everyone to protect kids' mental health. With us today is Time for Kids senior editor, Allie Singer Kushner, who wrote the article. Welcome, Allie.
Hi, Abby. It's so nice to talk to you again.
For listeners out there who may not know, what is the Surgeon General's role? And what does the Surgeon General do?
So the Surgeon General is a government role, and you can think of this person as the country's top doctor. So they make sure that people all over the country have access to really good and accurate information. This person leads the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, and that's about 6,000 doctors and nurses who help people who are in crisis.
Oh, wow. That sounds really neat and really helpful to America. So tell us, why did the Surgeon General issue this mental health advisory for kids?
So as you said, Abby, in December of 2021, the Surgeon General issued a youth mental health advisory. And he says that, you know, mental health has been an issue for a long time in youth and adults, but because of the pandemic, it's getting worse. The things that people struggle with, you know, it's been kind of exacerbated or made worse because of all the struggles that COVID-19 has kind of weighed on us.
One of our TFK Kid reporters asked Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy an interesting question. Allie, I was wondering if you could take a listen and then tell us what you think?
Sure.
Okay, the question is, what does good mental health look like? And this is what he said.
It looks a bit different for everyone. You can't always tell from the outside whether somebody is doing well. But with good mental health overall has a couple of key principles to it. It involves feeling good about who you are, being comfortable with who you are. This is a struggle for a lot of people, right? Sometimes you don't feel good about ourselves. Maybe we're not good enough because somebody said that we weren't, or maybe we didn't do as well in an exam, or we didn't make the sports team that we wanted to make. But getting to a point in your life where you feel more and more comfortable with yourself, where you can see your strengths and appreciate the good things about you, that's an important part of mental health. The other thing that's important are your relationships you have with other people. Good mental health involves having good relationships with family and with friends. It doesn't mean you need a lot of them. You just need a few. Now, and lastly, good mental health is about being able to respond to difficult times that will come up in all of our lives, right? We're all going to have times where we get knocked down by tough things that happen in our life. The question is, are we able to get back up? Do we have the mental sort of health and strength, if you will, to be resilient to those difficult times? These are all parts of good mental health, our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with other people, and our ability to deal with difficult times when they come.
I think what the Surgeon General is saying there rings so true for me. You know, to recap, he says three important things: being comfortable with yourself, having strong relationships with others, and then also being resilient or strong or able to bounce back. And for me, you know, just like everyone else, I've had some hard days during this pandemic. And I find that at least one of those things always comes in handy on a tough day. So maybe one day where I'm feeling a little bit down about myself, I'm able to reach out to a friend or a family member and feel kind of stronger because of that, you know. Or on a day where I'm not feeling so resilient, I can remind myself, no, you're pretty tough. You're pretty cool. You can do this. So I think the way Dr. Murthy talks about good mental health sounds right to me. How about you, Abby? What do you think?
Definitely. Yeah, it sounds very accurate. And the pandemic has been hard on so many people. And I was just wondering, how do you help convey this message to kids and help get the idea across that you can use positive self-talk, do specific things that can boost your mood? How do you like get that message across to kids?
Yeah, I think it's a message that we can't get across enough. You know, sometimes a person needs to hear something 2, 3, 4, 5 times and on the right day in order to really take it in. So I know at Time for Kids, we have this cover story and it comes with lots of tips for mental health. We have a video going out. It's TFK kid reporter Ronick and Dr. Murthy are talking about the issue. And we're just going to keep saying it over and over. And what I would say to kids is, you know, reach out to other people if you're feeling down. And also, I think what Dr. Murthy says about someone looking okay, not necessarily being okay, is important. So make sure you check in on your friends. Even if someone seems like they're doing all right, just give them a quick check to make sure they really are okay.
Next question. Who is the advisory calling on to help kids?
Yeah, that's a really easy question because the answer is everybody. So Dr. Murthy has given advice for kids to help other kids, but that's only a small part of the report. He's also calling on teachers and educators. He's calling on parents. He's calling on governments. He's calling on health officials. He's even calling on journalists like me. Dr. Murthy is saying that there's something everyone in a community can do to help kids and youth feel better.
Yeah, that's so true that we're all in it together. Can you talk a bit about how social media and the internet played a role in kids' mental health?
Sure. So social media is an interesting thing, right? It can be good. It can connect us to friends. It can connect us to family. It can give us a place to share what we're up to or our accomplishments. But it can also be bad. It can, you know, you could see someone doing something you want to do and maybe you feel jealous, or friends hanging out and you wish you were there. What Dr. Murthy said when we spoke to him is that it's important not just to take notice of how often you use social media, but how you're using it and how it makes you feel. So if you're using it and it makes you feel great and connected, awesome. But if it's starting to bring up some kind of bad feelings, either jealousy or sadness or loneliness, maybe step away for a minute. You know, maybe call a friend or talk to your mom or dad or do something that makes you feel good. Write a poem or read a book or go for a run.
It is all about the balance. And what do you hope kids will take away from your article?
I hope kids read this and they say, hey, that sounds a little bit like what I've been feeling. And maybe are a little bit reassured that there are people working to help them.
Thank you so much for joining us, Allie. This was such a great interview.
Thanks, Abby. Always nice to talk to you.
If you'd like to read Allie's article called Helping Kids Heal, check out this week's Time for Kids magazine, out now. To hear the rest of this episode and more Time for Kids Explains, go to pinna.fm.
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Pinna to listen to all the episodes, plus a ton of other awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and more. With content added daily, there is always something new to discover. Go to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.fm to start a free trial today.